Hi, I'm Ryan, and I'm going to be your host for these daily challenges. These are challenges to live as followers of Jesus in our busy commuting lifestyle. And if you're not quite sure what that means, then we've got a great course called Christianity 101 that you should definitely check out so these daily challenges make more sense. We're going to be structuring these daily challenges around a bit of a routine. It starts with an idea on Monday. Then Tuesday, we look in depth at that idea in Scripture. Wednesdays, we talk about the change that applying this scripture to our lives would have. And then Thursday, we talk about actually taking action, doing something different in life. And Friday, we reflect and pray about that. For the first few months, we're going to be covering Jesus' teachings called the Sermon on the Mount. It's in the book of Matthew, and it's a way that Jesus challenged his followers years ago to follow him in their lives, in their world. And we're going to look at how it applies to our lives and our world. Thanks for joining us for these daily challenges. Well, I'm going to start today with the idea of a baby or a young child. And if you've ever known a baby or a young child yourself, maybe you've raised one, you know that they're completely dependent. And they need your love and your care, even though they can give you absolutely nothing in return. In their very earliest days, they just can't give you anything. They can't earn anything. But they still need care and love and provision, all as a free gift out of love. I bring this up because a relationship with God comes this way too. It comes by a free gift called grace. It's a topic we're going to explore a lot. If you're not too familiar with it, you might want to look at Christianity 101, a course we offer in this app or in this website. It'll really look in depth at the topic of grace. Jesus is teaching his followers that the poor in spirit are blessed because he plans to take decisive action to give a free gift of freedom from sin and death and evil and the possibility of a relationship with God to the spiritually poor. It's a gift he's going to give to those who are spiritually poor and willing to receive it from him, because it's something that no one can earn. We can earn religious points all our lives, and we still earn nothing more than a cup of tea, nowhere near what we really need and desire: eternal life, salvation, and closeness with God. Now, this doesn't mean just giving up on doing good things or caring for others or participating in a church community like the one we're going to be starting in Ajax next year. But rather, recognizing we're spiritually poor means we can do those things in thanks to God rather than trying to earn something from God. Think of that baby that I mentioned earlier. They might give their parent love not to earn food, milk, shelter, or love, but because they've received love from their parent. They do good things, they show love to that parent, not to earn, but rather to give thanks. And so in the same way, we're challenged, if we're going to try to follow Jesus in today's world, we're challenged to be part of this world as a presence for God, to start living out God's kingdom, God's plan for this world today, even though it's not here in its fullness. But we're challenged to live it out today. Not to earn something from God, but rather because we know we've already received something from God, that God has already done something wonderful and decisive in this world that matters to us, and we want to give thanks for it. So my challenge for you today has to do with those points. I'm asking you to give a free gift of grace to somebody in your life who doesn't deserve it. Think of somebody who has definitely not earned any brownie points with you, who doesn't deserve any of your love and care, and just do something good for them. They don't even need to know you did it. This will give you a little taste of what God has done for us, what God has done for people who didn't deserve it, but who he loved anyway. So try loving your neighbor, just like Jesus would challenge you to do, even though they don't deserve it. And then tomorrow we'll reflect on how that went. I'll see you then. Good luck.